Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. The Vikings have their bye week in the rearview window, and it's time to get ready for the Chicago Bears. To help us preview the Bears and talk about the season that's been so far, we have Pro Bowl fullback Jerome Felton. Hello, Jerome.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, real good. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, thanks for joining us. What did you do over the bye week?
I actually went to L.A. It's my daughter's birthday. She's turning 5 tomorrow, so awesome. We took her to L.A., you know, so she could have her birthday party with her cousins. So we had a good time. The weather was nice and a little fun in the sun. So it's good to get back, even though I came back to snow, but I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, isn't that a contrast? I mean, you spend the past 9 weeks of the regular season, but then you add in training camp in the preseason, trying to smash people's faces in, out on the football field, blood, sweat, and tears. Then you get a week off and or a few days off, and you're at a 5-year-old birthday party with your daughter. That's quite a contrast.
Yeah, you know, obviously, when the football field, my job was pretty violent. But then, you know, I'm over there jumping on a trampoline with 10 kids, so it was fun. But you know, I had a good time with it and kind of let you decompress a little bit. And but now it's back to work and time for business.
And you come back to a snowstorm.
Yeah, exactly. You know. Can't get away from it too long, but you know, I knew the snow was coming a little earlier than I expected, but definitely not a surprise.
Over the first 9 weeks, give me your synopsis of it. I mean, there's been a lot of things that have happened, some good, but a lot of or some bad, but a lot of good, especially recently because you guys have won 2 games in a row. So, you know, the coaches during the bye week, they do a lot of the self-scouting and the analyzing. You guys get away and try and decompress. Mm-hmm. But if you look back on the first 9 games, what do you think?
You know, it's been crazy. Obviously, you know, this is my 7th year, and it's been the most most unique season that I've had since I've been in the league. So, you know, obviously we had a lot of adversity early on, you know, some unexpected things. We had some injuries, some guys go down. But, you know, one thing I can really look and say that we've really grown as a team. I know we've had guys that step up. I mean, you lose, you know, one of the best players in the world. We got a young guy, Jerick's done a really good job the past several weeks. You know, Matt Asiata's done a great job. We had our right guard go down.
Yeah.
Fusco and Joe Berger's done a lot, really good the last couple of weeks. So, you know, there's been some adversity, but I feel like, you know, you become stronger as a team when you get through that. And, you know, I think you've kind of seen that these last few weeks we've grown up a little bit, starting to make more plays, and it's shown up in the win-loss column.
With the running game, you know, for so long with Adrian, it's just he's the guy. I mean, he gets all the carries, goal line, backed up, 2-minute, 4-minute, any type of situation. It's just always been 28. Most teams don't have that, though, and so without him, we've had to do what most teams have to do. You kind of have to pick and choose when you use different running backs.
Yeah.
Do you feel like Norv Turner has developed a good feel for when to use Jerick and when to use Matt?
Yeah, done a great job. Obviously, you know, you go back to 2 weeks ago when Matt gets 3 touchdowns. I mean, he's a great goal line runner. And then Jerick has done some good job of making some plays in the middle of the field, broke off a few long runs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Norv Turner, he's been around a long time. He's done it for a long time. He's seen all kinds of backs. And, you know, we think we had a really good running back room, obviously, with Adrian, but even without him, you know, we have guys that's done it before. You know, like I said, Matt's done a great job. You know, he's done a good job with Jerick, too, coaching him up. And, you know, I've really seen Jerick grow these last few weeks. You know, he's in training. I even told him, I was like, I don't know. We'll see what you can do, you know, because he's a quarterback in college.
Yeah.
And he's really shown me a lot, you know, because I was like, okay, is this guy going to be able to transition and be a starting running back in the NFL? And he's clearly shown he can do that. So it's been fun to watch. And, you know, he's going to have to continue to work to get better. And he's going to do that. And, you know, one thing I like about him, he comes to work every day. He works hard. Takes care of his body. He's in the trainer when he needs to be there. So I'm excited about his future.
That's good because it takes some players a long time to learn those lessons.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, you know, especially with a guy that played quarterback in college at a smaller school. So, you know, he's really grown fast, and, you know, I've been impressed with him so far.
For you, Jerome, do you have to do things differently? If it's Matt back there running Jerick or if it's Adrian, how does it change what you do as a lead blocker?
You know, there are some differences. Obviously, with Adrian, I used to tell people you have to play really fast when he's in the game because he wants to hit the hole. He wants to go right now. So you better be out of his way by the time he gets through there. But, you know, with Jerick and Matt, you know, there's a lot of the same type of things. You know, I might have to stick and stay a little bit longer with those guys. But, you know, overall, you know, you just try to play as physical as you possibly can, you know, create some space for them. And then they've done a really good job at taking advantage of those opportunities. And, you know, I think our running game is on track right now, and we need to continue to work at it and get better at it.
You had a 21-yard rush yeah. this season. Tell us about that.
Yeah. You know, I haven't ran the football around here in a long time. You know, people forget that I was a runner in college. So, I was telling somebody it's like riding a bike. So, you never really forget. So, you know, finally got my number called on that play and was able to, you know, make a play for the team. So, but it was fun to get the ball again. I missed it.
Yeah. I'm sure, you know, one thing that people may not really think about is there are certain plays that you guys have – installed and ready to go, but yeah. you don't have them for every game.
Yeah.
Some games you have them in, some games you don't have them in. So when there's a run for you installed in a game plan, mm-hmm. I mean, you got to be excited about that.
Oh, yeah. You know, and actually that play, we'd had it in for a few weeks, but, you know, that was a situational play to where if we were backed up, you know, that was going to be the play we called. So we finally were able to get it run. So I was happy about that. And, you know, I showed him, I still got it in me, but, you know, I know my job, I know where my bread is buttered and that's blocking. And, you know, whenever I can get the ball every once in a while, I try to take advantage of it. So it's still fun to carry the rock every once in a while.
Yeah, you can carry it, but you're right. What you do well is you block, you mm-hmm. lead block well, you're a Pro Bowl caliber fullback. But when you have to go through the hole and bury someone, I mean, there's a lot of contact there.
Yeah.
How many face masks do you go through throughout the course of a season? Because I can't imagine you keep the same one.
Yeah. You probably have to ask Newman, our trainer, but our equipment manager. But I would say he replaces them after every game because they're always bent or is off. But throughout the game, maybe once or twice, you know, every game I usually might have to replace it once, you know. So he usually has a backup helmet for me, and, you know, we can get that done pretty quickly. But they do a great job with that. But, yeah, I take some pride in bending some face masks, and, you know, I'm going to continue to try to do that.
And that has to pump you up, too, when you go – when you get your way through a hole mm-hmm. and create some space for someone and you know that you've just leveled a good block. I mean, that – That gets you going.
Yeah, you know, back 7-8 years ago, I would have never thought I'd be excited about blocking as I am now. But, man, whenever the runners have a great run or, you know, break off something long and I feel like, you know, I've done my job, I get fired up about it. And, you know, I'll be watching the film and I'm over here smacking my helmet and things like that. But so that's what, you know, I really enjoy it, man. I get into it. And, you know, the more success they have, I feel like it's success for me. So, you know, it's still fun for me and I really enjoy it.
You know, the Chicago Bears are who we play next. And they're coming off of a beatdown at the hands of the Green Bay Packers. Now, if you've been in the NFL for long enough, which you have, you experience those beatdowns. You're on both sides of that. Yeah. But you've been on the losing side of that throughout your career. So when you go into Soldier Field, it's kind of a mix of you're licking your chops because here's a team that didn't look very good last week and they're ripe for the picking. But you also know they probably got reamed out in the film room, the meeting room, and at practice, and they're going to probably give you their best effort. So how do you approach going in and playing a team that's coming off of such a bad loss?
Well, number one, you know, whenever you play a division opponent, you know, it's going to be a little bit different, and especially playing on the road in a place like Chicago. They're going to be fired up to play. You know, they're going to hear it all week from the fans, the coaches, the media. So they're going to be wanting to, you know, change people's mindsets about them. So it's going to be a tough game. And you have to go into it knowing it's going to be physical. It's not going to be a pushover. They're not going to just lay down for us.
Right.
And the most important thing is to come out the gate ready to go because, you know, you hit them in the mouth a few times and then you see how they respond. So, you know, you can't go in there and start slow. We need to go out there ready to play and start from the get-go, hit the ground running.
And a guy that you've been a teammate with the past few seasons, Jared Allen, will be lining up on the other side. Yeah. So you may or may not have to levy a block against him. But either way, you're going to run into him and see him. That'll be kind of weird.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm sure he's fired up for this game. It's one of those, you know, I know he's circled on his calendar because I used to do the same thing when we played Detroit. So he's going to be fired up for it. You know, he's going to be wanting to have a big game. So we need to, you know, punch him in the mouth. And it'll be fun to play him, though. Obviously, I like Jared. He did a lot of great things for this organization. And, you know, it'll be fun to see him on Sunday.
You're an aware guy. And what I mean by that is, you know, like, who's leading the division. You know who the better teams in the NFC are. I mean, you pay attention to what's going on around you. Is it hard to not be like a fan and take a picture and say, here's who's leading in the playoff chase, here's who's leading in the wild card, and to just kind of be a player and take it game by game, is that a bit of a challenge?
Yeah, I mean, just because I'm a football fan, and, you know, I don't watch college, but I like the NFL. I always have, I always will. So, you know, I'm always seeing what's going around the league, and whether it be looking at other fullbacks around the league or seeing other offenses, how they run and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm always a big fan, and I like paying attention to it, and I know who's number one and things like that. But at the same time, I concentrate on my job, and once I come in the building, you know, it's not worrying about every other team. It's just about what I got to do that day to get better. So, you know, I'm always going to be a fan of the game, always going to look at things like that. But, you know, as long as I'm playing, I'll definitely take care of my business first.
Last one before we go. Veterans Day is this week, Tuesday. I know that military and servicemen and women and Veterans Day has a special place for you. Yeah. Talk about that.
Yeah, my brother's in the Army. He's served 4 tours in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Wow.
So thankfully he's home now with his family. But, you know, it always means a lot because I know how he's sacrificed and some of the things he's had to go through. So I just have so much appreciation and respect for the people that are in the military. And it's not for everybody. Everybody couldn't do it. And people need to understand that it takes a special – type of person to be able to do that, to go overseas 4 times, leave your family and not know if you're going to come back. So always, you know, a big shout out to everybody in the military, and I appreciate what they do. And you know, we are the country we are because of them.
All right, man, we'll stay healthy for the stretch run, see if we can rip off a few wins here and stay hot. All right,
yes sir, appreciate
thanks.
It
all right, thanks Jerome.